Hi guys, it's Loxie and Jeff Lynn.
Hello.
Hello. So, it's the day after we found out that Asia Joy Luck Club, Asia Man, Asia Fire passed away.
And don't forget Asia Blue.
Did he use Asia Blue? I never heard that one.
Yeah,
Really?
that's his that's I think that's his BTR account. It's like Blog Talk Radio slash Asia Blue, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had quite a few of those Asia handles.
Yeah. The one that I recall the most is Asia Joy Luck Club. Asia's Joy Luck Club from Snapvine. So,
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of in shock too, like you are. We were talking earlier before we, called in this blog, but
yeah.
it's a big hit for me and Moxie because we were pretty close with Dave back in those days, and we spent hours on the phone and, doing these
Well, I
blogs
had
all the
just
time. We
talked
had a lot
to
of fun,
Yeah, and I had just talked to him like yesterday, or not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, 'cause he passed yesterday morning and I talked to him like the day before.
Oh
And
no, man.
yeah, and I knew something was like really, really wrong because he wasn't sounding his normal self and he was
Yeah.
really weakened and just and basically incoherent at points in the conversation. So
Yeah.
it didn't look too good. And, he's over here posting on his Facebook that, oh, I need prayers. And I'm like, jeez. So, like, every time I tried to talk to him, he either wasn't available or, like we were missing each other. Like he'd phone me and then I'd be busy and then I'd phone him and he didn't
Yep.
answer. And
Yeah,
so,
we did that too.
yeah.
I
And
kept missing them too, and I never called them, so I feel really bad. I mean, I called them, but we never hooked up. When I
yeah.
called them back one time, I didn't get an answer. He was probably sleeping because it was like, I don't know, maybe like, 8 o'clock at night or something. So
Yeah. And
now I feel bad.
and then what's weird is that he just kind of like he was fading on the phone. So when I talked to him, it wasn't like he really was like normal, like he was just fading.
Yeah, because they probably had them all doped up.
Yeah, and then he was coughing so badly, like his cough was so bad that he had to go and he couldn't even continue talking 'cause like he had a gurgle,
Yeah.
So it's just weird. I don't know. I feel like even though I talk to him often, I just didn't get to tell him more than, like enough. Like there were so many things that I left unsaid that I didn't tell him,
Yeah.
'Cause he'd ramble, right? He'd always go into those rambling things and then I'd just listen to him. So I would just be like, oh, okay, and I'm just listening. And what happened was he broke up with his girlfriend and he missed the flight and then he called her from the airport and she broke up with him right then and there. And I think honestly he died of a broken heart. I think that he was like so like overwhelmed.
Yeah, I think he was pretty wrapped up into that girl too, and
Yeah.
what me were worried about when we first heard that he was getting with that girl in
Yeah,
that different
yeah.
country, because remember the last one did that to him too.
Yeah, and I feel like that was like the nail, literally. Like figuratively and literally that caused him to kind of just like collapse emotionally.
Or
And
at least give up a little bit anyway.
yeah, exactly.
Not
He
want
just
to
gave
fight,
up. Yeah, I feel like he just kind of like let himself just go into the abyss because he was just kind of like, oh, this is, it was like too heartbreaking for him.
Well, he's probably up there now in heaven with like two hot Asian girls on each arm, so he's
Oh,
probably
man.
bashing it up right now, laughing. you know.
Yeah, I feel like he's just. Do you feel like he's around, like spying on you?
Well, he always is doing that.
I think he's spying on us. Like, I literally feel him spying.
That's because he's still
and
got
my
all
bedroom's
that.
A mess, so he's probably judging me like, God, Loxie, clean your room.
He's got all this surveillance security equipment probably still.
Yeah,
you know.
He's such a creep nerd that he's probably, like, creeping up on everybody and watching everybody. So, you want your milk? Here. Here, babe. Here,
no,
here.
Actually, I was just listening to a couple of his old BTR shows, just like you know, being nostalgic just a couple hours ago, and I took a few audio bites from them, and I'm posting them on Facebook Snapvine page that I have up, and I'll probably share them to my page too, so people can listen to them, you know.
Yeah,
but
that
they're
would
pretty
be
funny.
Great.
Pretty funny.
You're good
stuff.
At doing that. I don't know.
I didn't really, you know, I didn't do anything spectacular. I just, you know, just recorded
you
a couple,
them all
you know.
Together.
Just no, I just recorded a couple minutes of like, you know, the shows that I thought was funny or whatever. Like when Ben's came on that the late great Snapvine Bash, that was funny when Ben's came on.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So I recorded that bit and put it in there. I'm gonna post that one here in a few, and then there was this other one when. When Audie was hosting or co-hosting a BTR show with him, and I called in first or whatever, and then Dave's like acting like the radio announcer like he always used to do. Remember how he tried to be all professional and stuff? And he'd be like,
yeah.
Dave was like, hello out there, you know, and he's like, all right, so we need some callers, so just call in right now and you'll be live, and the number is Jeff, what is the number? Just classic Asia, you know?
Yeah.
What is the number? And then Audie starts cracking up. And then I, like, read the number and stuff, and we're all laughing.
Yeah. Oh, man. I miss
it's hard,
so
though, listening
already.
To those. Oh, my God. It's hard listening to those.
Yeah.
That sucks, because he's all, like, having a good time and, you know,
I
just,
know, and it. You know, I think that in the last year, his health really deteriorated. And you know what's really strange? And Darren pointed this out to me. He says, "Don't you find it strange that your brother died similarly, and that Asia died almost exactly the same way, and that they're both really close to you?" And I'm just like, what are you saying? Like, I'm killing these guys off or something? Like, fuck. You know? And then, and he's like, no, it's just really strange that they both died, like, in a similar fashion. Because I told him, you know, I was like, you know, honestly, he died exactly like my brother. And you know, because my brother had diabetes and so did Asia. And they were both, like, in the hospital and, like, in and out all the time. And my brother inevitably probably died of a heart attack or kidney failure because basically he just, you know, his body just stopped functioning. Like, his kidneys gave out. And that's exactly what happened to Asia, too. Like, his kidneys just gave out. Because, you know, that happens when you're diabetic. Like, it's a complication of diabetes. And so, like, I don't know, it's just fucking nuts, man. It just feels like the same thing all over again.
I've lost so many friends in the last 2 years that basically I'm like numb to it, like to any hearing any more bad news. Like I woke up this morning and I didn't even know that you called me because I had my phone on the charger. And so I didn't know. And I went online and I was just doing everything normal. And then I seen I had a message in my Facebook. So I opened it up and it's Carrie from Snapvine, Stunt Chicken.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's talking about Dave being gone, and I was just, like, blown away. You know, he's asking me for information, and I'm like, dude, I'm like, I didn't even know until now. I just, like, you know, found out myself, you know?
Yeah, it's literally so shocking. I mean, I knew his health was failing, but I didn't know, you know, like, God. Because he was in the hospital this for a really long time, and his sister just died last week. Like, literally.
He must have a few sisters then, huh?
He has, like, two or three sisters. And so he basically, like, was in the hospital for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and he died, and she died while he was in the hospital, so he couldn't see her. So, and I was like, so where's the funeral? How are you going to go? What's going on? And he's like, there's not really a funeral. It's really just, we're just cremating her, and that's it. And I was like, so there's no funeral, like, for the family or whatever? And he's like, no. And so I know he's not going to have a funeral either.
Yeah. Well, it's so damn expensive nowadays, too, for all that crap, you know? I mean, it's probably a lot easier just to have them cremated and then, you know, that's about it, really.
Yeah.
And then just have a get-together with the family or something at the house, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what most people do, unless you got a lot of money, like, and you want to do all that elaborate stuff. But I don't think that's necessary either, you know. I mean,
well, you know, like with Filipinos, like they make a big deal about death. Like, it's like it's like a whole week you got to deal with it. Like, I'm not kidding.
Oh,
like,
okay.
If you're, yeah, because we're Catholic, most of us, and so, like, we celebrate it. We do the 1 year death anniversary, and we continue every year after. And then on top of that, like, when they die, then there's a viewing, then there's the funeral, and then there's like a whole week of prayer. And sometimes it's like more than a week. Sometimes we do a month. It just depends on the family. Like with Jeff, we did the viewing, and then we had a party. We had like literally like, you know, food and everything, and there was like 300 people there. Like, my brother.
You know, this could be Snapvine's fault too, because I mean, he might have died from lack of drama.
You're so stupid.
If you think about it.
You're stupid.
And that's scary, because that could happen to any of us.
It's so
we need
strange.
To bring back Snapvine.
Why don't you make a new Snapvine? You're totally capable. I don't know why you won't.
It gave us all something to do, man. It gave us something to live for.
Yeah. I remember Bonnie would say, I'd be typing away at my computer so mad that I'd want to, like, throw the damn keyboard. And I'm just like, okay. That made me laugh when she said that.
Yeah, me and Asia were thriving in that hospital.
Yeah, I know, right? You guys would be blogging late night, and then you'd be like, come on over, Loxie. We know you're away.
The drama was giving some people nervous breakdowns, and me and Dave were, like, just teaming up and double tagging everybody, you know? We were just loving it.
Yeah, you totally were.
We would late night sarcastic, passive-aggressive blog.
Yeah, you guys were, dude. You guys were.
With our weapons of mass destruction. I remember that. Because, you know, that's what we call the audio clips of them being retarded that we'd always, like, you know, record and then, you know, mass destruction, you know. So if they ever made us too mad, we could release the weapons of mass destruction.
I remember that shit. You'd be like, oh yeah, just you wait, man. I'm gonna fucking, like, put you on blast.
Oh yeah.
it's like you guys were holding on to all this, like, verbal ammunition.
Ammunition? Hell, they were nuclear fucking warheads.
Yeah, you guys had nuclear warheads.
I mean, you wouldn't even believe. We had on both of our computers. I mean, it was best after the Snapfire war ended that we destroyed all our weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah. Oh my God, that shit was funny, because I remember you guys blogging about that and talking about it and saying, "Man, these bitches don't even know we have so much fucking shit on them," and they think, you know, like, they're just over here blogging. Little do they know, we're taking apart everything they're saying.
Yeah, we were too slick for them to really get anything on us, like, if it was that.
That shit was funny as hell, man. Damn, the good old days. Good times. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I just feel
and
so
you can't
bad.
go
I feel
back.
so bad. Like, I wish we had done one last blog with all three of us.
I know, man. I wanted to do that too. I kept trying to, but it was like all of us were on, you know, different schedules, and, you know, me living at mom's now, I can't freaking stay up late anymore like I used to, because I'll wake her up, so
Yeah.
I'm always in bed like at 10 o'clock, you know.
I'm always down to blog, you know me.
You're up like, you're probably just waking up like at 10 o'clock at night, and I don't know.
No, actually,
you
I
know.
Work at night, but I'm okay to
you
blog
guys were
like
always,
in the afternoon.
You guys were always vampires.
Yeah,
or no, we
I am,
call it
definitely.
Netflix.
Don't knock that over, or you're going to get it.
Well, you're like 4 hours ahead of us, too, aren't you?
3 hours.
Or me, anyway, yeah. Me, 3 hours ahead of me, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I don't know. It's just so strange.
I know.
Don't you feel that he's, like, watching? I feel like that. I feel like this idiot is, like, watching us.
He probably is. No, I don't feel like that. I just feel, like, really sad, like, when I, like, think about it, you know, because, like I said, I was hoping that, like you said, I was hoping we could do a blog or two, you know, before anything like that happened.
Yeah, man. I just didn't expect him to, I don't know, like, I'm not surprised, but I am surprised, too, because he just felt, like, different when I talked to him. He felt like he was giving up.
Well, I was shocked because just, like, 5 days ago, he posted on his Facebook that he was doing better, and he said, they're taking me out of ICU. They're putting me in a different room. And he's like, so I was, but now that I think about it, maybe he was talking about, like, dying. And he just didn't want to tell anybody, you know, because he was religious too, you know. So.
Yeah, and but see,
maybe that's what he meant.
I don't know. Like, it just, I'm so confused. I feel like I want to know more. Like, I want to call the hospital and be like, "Yeah, this is his estranged wife. Can you tell me more about his file? Can you fax it to me?" Like, I want to know what the hell happened. Like, I feel like I don't know enough about what happened with his condition. Like, I mean, I know what his niece told me, but I want to look at the file. Like, I looked at my brother, because I have my brother's death certificate, and it just says, like, you know, heart failure, kidney failure. Okay, go. Riri, go this way. This one. Oh, Lord, this girl. So she's, like, basically potty trained. Come here, potty now. Go, here, potty trained. I mean, potty trained. Come here, pee-pee now. Riri, you want a pee-pee? Go. Okay, I don't know what you want. I'm on a blog. Go, if you got a pee-pee, go. I think she just wants my attention because I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm just so surprised. I want to know more about his file. I want to call the hospital and be like, can you tell me, like, what happened to him? I don't understand. Where is he now? Where's his body? Are you still there? Hello? Oh. I can't hear you. Hello? Jeff? Hello, Jeff? Are you there? Oh, man. I think he hung up. Let me call him again. Hello, Jeff? I'm going to call Jeff again, guys. I think he got hung up on by accident. Let me call him. Hopefully the blog's still on.
Hello?
Hey.
It dropped.
Okay. Yeah, it dropped. So I figured I'd call you because I think we're still on the blog, because if you dropped, then the other line was still on. So I think we're fine.
Oh, did you hang up from the blog?
No, I didn't.
It should be still going.
Yeah, it's still going. We're on. I already clicked over.
That's pretty cool that you could do that. I didn't even know you could do that shit.
Well, your call dropped, so what I did was I flashed
over. Yeah, you're right.
You
called it in, so all right.
Yeah, it's good, because I flashed over, and then there was a dial tone, so I just called
That's
you.
That's pretty fucking cool, man.
I know, right?
how's Aaron doing? He's doing okay?
He's kind of in shock, you know.
Yeah.
He's the one who told me. I didn't know I was on the road.
He knew Dave for a while.
Well, yeah, he associated.
Well, everybody did. See, Dave didn't even realize how much like people loved him, you know. But really, a lot of people did, because, I mean,
he was easy to get along with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, and not only that, he was just so friendly. He was, like, friendly to everybody. I don't know. I'm just shocked. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Well, hell, he's probably got like 3,000 friends on Facebook.
Yeah, let me see. I think he does have 3,000.
Wasn't it like that on Snapvine, too?
Yeah, he just collected friends and shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, plus he knew a bunch of people from all those other video websites and everything. Like, before we even went on Snapvine, he knew like a lot of people that were on there. He probably brought half of the people from...
Yeah, let me see
those
how many
other
friends
websites.
He has. Oh, he didn't. It doesn't show how many friends he has. Let me see. Oh, shit. He has 1,027 friends. This fool.
He had what?
He has 1,027 friends on Facebook.
That's
this
hilarious. I got like 200. Dude, I'm a fucking hermit, you know?
Yeah.
I don't
You're
trust
a Capricorn.
Anybody.
We're like that. We're like very
you,
like.
You probably got like 5 because you're in lockdown, though.
No, I have a lot, I think. I don't know. Let me check. I think I have.
Hell,
like,
I couldn't even add you as a friend that one time. I remember that one time I seen your page and I was like, damn, this bitch is on lockdown. I, like, didn't even see an option to add you as a friend.
Oh, I have 770 friends.
Oh, okay.
Did you
Well, that's just because you're cute.
Oh, I guess. You must be drinking.
Well, if that's the case, what's Asia's excuse? No, I'm just kidding.
What is his excuse?
He must have been nice, huh?
Open, Riri, open. Okay, put it on. You have to put your panty on after you pee-pee. Come here. Don't run off. Rhiannon?
Looks like it's starting to snow.
Is it snowing where you're at? Damn.
Yuck. What's that yucky weather? Go on in, Lee. She's in there.
Oh. You have the pee-pee again?
Yeah.
Okay, go. Here. Riri, what are you doing with your life? Why do you want to live on the toilet? Jesus Christ. Here, put this on.
Yeah, this ain't good, man. I lost way too many friends this year, too.
So how's the diet going?
It's going okay.
Like, what's your eating window? Here, put this on.
8 to 8?
Mm-hmm. That's a 12-hour window.
Yeah,
is that more manageable? Is that more manageable for you?
Yeah, because it's like pretty much normal what I normally do.
But the thing is I don't snack anymore like I used to. You know, like after 8, I don't eat nothing, you know?
Here.
Uh-oh.
This girl. She knows I'm on a blog, and now she wants my...
Somebody got hurt.
No, she didn't get hurt. She's just trying to
see
get
what
my
happens
attention.
When you get too crazy over there? Poor baby.
She's, like, crying at the door. I locked her out, and then she cried.
My. Oh, my.
You want candy? You gotta be quiet. I'm on the blog. No cookie.
Oh, that quieted her up real quick. Do that again. So you got want some candy? She's like, quiets up instantly. Like, huh?
Oh, you know.
Candy?
Here you go.
I'm not
here,
crying
baby.
Anymore. These ain't tears. I'm not crying. I love some candy.
You must be drinking.
Why,
or something.
What you
You're
got,
so
nigga?
Hyper. Oh my god.
What you got, nigga? No.
Why do you say that word? You're crazy. So how is the diet going for you? How long have you been on it now?
Like about 5 days, 4 days or so, ever since I've seen it.
Yeah. So
I'm hanging.
Does it feel manageable?
Yeah, it's manageable. It's better. I'm better now. But the first couple of days, man, I was like a lunatic.
Yeah, because it's hard, right?
Without like, those snacks, you know, and...
The transitioning is hard, that's all. But then once you're used to it, you're good.
Those last couple hours, man, like before you could eat, I was like just standing in the kitchen with a fork in my hand, like timing it on the clock, you know. I'm like, on the mark, get set, eat, you know.
Yeah.
Just ran and started grabbing shit out of the fridge and throwing it everywhere all over the place.
That's funny.
It's like I had a... Chuck Barris on the Gong Show, standing there with that big gong, like, cracking it at 8 o'clock, you know?
That's funny.
Dinner time! Ding, 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 ding!
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually quite mad at you for a while.
Why?
When I was going through my hunger pains, I was real, real angry with you.
Yeah, I could tell, because you freaking tagged me.
I kept picturing your face.
See, this is why I don't.
You.
Yeah, so this is why I don't advocate for this diet. Because people can't hang, and then they get all mad.
No, I'll be all right. It's cool.
You're over here
and
at 3:30 in the morning tagging me.
And then if I cheat, I cheat. I don't worry about it. Like, if I cheat, I cheat a day, and then I just go back on it. You know, like, I cheated yesterday because I got drunk the day before.
I give
and
myself
then when I
a cheat day. Well, I give myself a cheat
yeah.
day. So, like, Fridays
got
is my
to.
Cheat day meal. So, Fridays I just eat all day. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's Friday, so I could eat right now if I wanted.
It's a feel-good diet, you know, because you're not really under any pressure, you know. It's just like, man, if you want to, like, take a cheat day, like you said, you can just eat whatever you want that day and just say, ooh, I'm normal. I'm fat me.
Yeah,
you know,
it's totally
I remember Fat Jeff. I remember Fat Jeff. Yeah, this is awesome. I can just eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
But then, you know, and then you just go right back on it the next day.
Dude, you'll be so happy when you lose the weight. You'll be, like, shocked. Have you lost weight yet? Have you weighed yourself?
No, I haven't been weighing myself, and I don't like to do that. But I probably will after a while. But, you know. I know it's going to take a while anyway to see some results, but...
Well, for the first month, I lost, like, 10 pounds. The second month, I lost, like, 15 pounds. And then the third month, I lost another 10 to 15. And so I've been on the diet for about 5 months now. And every month, I lose about 10 to 15 pounds.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so... I like it. It's pretty good.
So in about a year or two, I'll be down to, like, what, 8 pounds?
You're a man, and you probably have, like, more weight to lose, so I think that you can lose easily 20 pounds a month.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool, but I got to, like, stick to it, and, you know, I've been cheating a little bit here and there, but I got to get back into the groove, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know, but you know, it's just freaking crazy. I'm so shocked about Asia, dude. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
How did this happen? And why
didn't we call him?
I feel bad that we didn't call him. I know. Well, shit, my brother was young too, but it just...
How old was Dave?
Like 50.
Yeah, that's too young. Yeah, that sucks, man.
I'm just surprised. I thought it would be much better than this. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he was going to come home and then heal up a little bit for a while, you know?
Yeah, I didn't expect this to happen. But his sister died, and she was young, too. She was, like, 57.
That's just weird, too. Like, that it happened in the same month, you know?
Like, one after another.
Yeah, his poor family, geez, you know.
Yeah.
They must be going through a lot right now.
Yeah. It's weird. Can you believe it?
Oh, well, at least we still got the...
It.
At least we still got the old BTR shows. I, like I said, just go back to Dave's BTR, and there's a lot of funny stuff on there.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to
post
it on...
But it's sad, though, listening to it, Hannah, you know, because, I mean, you know, we're, like, all having fun on there, you know?
Yeah.
But it's cool that we have that, at least. I mean, at least he didn't delete all of them. There's still a bunch of good shows out there. He might have deleted some, but, you know, there's still, like, 30 blogs he's got up there.
He didn't delete any. He never deletes his stuff.
Well, I could have swore he did more than 30, but maybe he didn't. I guess that is a lot of BTR shows if you think about it, though.
Yeah.
I'll have to go through them. But we cross-blogged, though. I mean, we did BTR shows on everybody's blog, you know?
Yeah, and we did Crazy Land radio show, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of funny stuff on there. There's a lot of funny stuff, like, on... couple of Pipmunk's blogs. I don't know if he deleted them or not, but there were some funny ones on there, like that one with me, Asia, Pipmunk, and Darren. That was a really funny one. But I think that's on one of Pipmunk's accounts, and I don't know if he deleted it or not, but that was one of the funniest ones ever. Oh, my God.
Asia was on there?
Yeah, it was me, Asia, Pipmunk, and Darren, and it was hilarious.
For real?
Yeah.
Who's it's on Pipmunk's?
It's on one of Pipmunk's accounts because he created a couple of them. But see, I don't know if he deleted that or not, but I hope he didn't because it was really funny. I'd like to find that.
Yeah, I think he might have deleted it then.
Maybe.
That sucks. I'll look for
it. And then there's Audie's account, too, which we did a bunch on hers. And, you know, like I said, Laura's, there's, like, blogs all over the place.
Yeah.
No, nobody did any on mine because I never could because I was on dial-up, you know, so I couldn't post them. You know, back in those days.
Wow. That's so strange. Yeah, I think he deleted it because I don't remember... him leaving it. I remember him saying that he deleted it.
I know, we should have just did them all in Crazy Land because then me and you would have had control and wouldn't have never deleted them, but
yeah,
because
I never delete anything.
But
I'm
see,
like,
we ran
once
into
it's
that
out
problem,
there, it's out there.
Right, so we ran into that problem on Crazy Land when they freaking switched over that thing and it wasn't free anymore, and then everybody wanted to do blogs for a while when it was popular in the group.
Yeah,
and then
you only get one blog a day.
Yeah, you couldn't do it, so everybody just started creating different accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we were, like, getting addicted to group blogging again. We didn't have shit for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Group.
Damn. Let me go look and see if Pimpmunk's BTR is still up. What did he call
it? But see, I don't think it was his main account, though. I think he created a different one just for goofing around with us in that Crazy Land show. But it wasn't Crazy Land. It was just like, I forget what he even called
it. I remember
that
blog that you're talking about because I think, yeah, I remember it. It's hard to find
him. I have to ask him sometime if he deleted that stuff.
Yeah. what was it called? Pimp Monk?
I don't even know.
blogtalkradio.com/pimpmonk. 0 episodes. Yeah, this is him, all right. He put, I am me. But there's no episodes. So, yeah, it's gone. Let me see if it's on Crazy Land. Oh, you know what I could do? I could do a search. Let me do a search. What was the blog title? Do you know?
No, but I just remember we were all acting like we were gay, so it was funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know,
we were
messing with Asia, because you know Asia was homophobic.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
So we were all acting gay, and everybody was hitting on Asia, you know, and we were making them really embarrassed. It was funny. It was really funny. I just remember laughing at that one. I, like, played it back a couple times, and I was just cracking up.
Yeah.
Especially Darren, man. Darren was funny as hell on that blog.
Yeah, he's funny. He can be.
Him and Pimp Monk together? Oh, that was a funny-ass blog. Because they were both being funny with that shit, and it was, like, really hilarious. And then I was just playing along, you know, like, I was gay, and it was funny, you know. But, yeah, it was a pretty funny one. But there was, there were plenty of funny blogs out there on BTR, too, but I'd just be damned if I could ever find them, because Asia never titled them, you know. It was always just, like, speak your mind. Part one, you know. Speak your mind. Part 823. Speak your mind. 2,336. You know,
yeah, he doesn't title his blog.
2,336.
He doesn't title his blogs. That's so funny. Radio.
I don't know if he didn't know how, or he was just too lazy, or what.
I don't know.
Maybe if
is it under Asia or what? For his blog talk radio? I don't know. I got to go on my
computer. That's
phone.
Why I posted that one. Are you on, I was going to say if you're on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I just posted that one funny one. You could listen to that. If you go to facebook.com/snapvine.
Uh-huh.
And play that one that I just posted. That one's pretty funny. Because that's that one where he forgot the phone number to his blog. It's just like classic Asia, you know?
Did he do that for real? What's the number?
Yep.
Okay.
And he asked me. That's the funny part. And I wasn't even the co-host, because I used to co-host a lot of his blogs.
Uh-huh.
And he had Audie as his co-host, but he just, when he was in a troubled state of mind and he was panicked, it was funny. He came to me, like, for help.
Oh.
You know, even though she was the co-host, he still was used to me doing it. So he's like, what's my number, Jeff? You know?
And you weren't even there?
No, I was there. I was on the phone. I called in, but I wasn't his co-host.
Oh, okay.
But I knew his number because I had it written down, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to tell everybody. And then,
oh, okay.
You know,
this is your this is your page? Snapvine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Okay, I see it now.
That one's funny. Play that one. The beginning is funny of that one.
You want me to play it on the blog right now?
Yeah, if you can hear it.
It's on VoiceBo.
Yeah. It takes a couple, like, seconds, I think 10 seconds before the auto plays, because I didn't slice it, and my recorder, like, had a little bit of space before it came in.
Uh-huh.
You'll hear Ginger's voice on there first, like at 10 seconds.
Winter Rehab, that's you?
It is.
Yeah.
It's good to have fun. More fun.
Oh, shit. It cut off. Hold on. Can you hear it? It's coming on.
Okay. I can't hear.
It is. More fun the merrier.
Welcome 6926. call in. The number is, Jeff, you got the number? Somebody give me the number, please.
It was funny because none of us knew who she was when that lady called in, so it was really awkward.
Oh, that's cool, though. At least you had a real listener.
Well, I guess it was somebody that listened to Audie's blog, and you know, but see that particular blog was the Goodbye Snitvine, Farewell to Snitvine show. Snitvine was being closed that night, and so we were all on there. And then that lady called in, like, out of the blue. We didn't know who the hell she was, so it was kind of funny, like, you know, everybody's reaction, you know? Everybody's reaction was, we're, like, thinking, like, who the hell is that?
Right.
But I just thought that was funny at the beginning, though, how he forgot the number. That was classic.
Man, I haven't logged into VoiceVo for a long time. Damn.
What the heck is she doing?
She's singing the ABC.
Yay.
Good job, Riri. Good job, honey.
Yay.
I can't believe he died, man.
Everybody dies.
Yeah, but shit. This is like, it hits home. He's our buddy.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, Darren's over here like, you know he's probably here lingering around the house because he's in love with you, Loxy. Just like, you're an idiot.
Right, he's probably going through your underwear drawer right now. He's trying on your panties. He's like, oh.
He doesn't need to go into the underwear drawer because my underwear is all over the house.
I know that she wore panties like this.
My daughter, she walks around with no pants, no underwear.
Be like, ha ha.
I can't believe he's gone. I really can't. I'm having like a little bit of a meltdown about it. Like yesterday, I was just in shock. I couldn't even deal. And today, like I woke up and I was like, fuck, Asia. Fucking Asia. Fucking Asia, man. Like this, you know how I always say that? Like, fucking Asia, man. He always has to leave with a bang.
Yeah. It's too bad.
Yeah, I can't believe this guy. Like, he just fucking up and left and he didn't even say goodbye. Like.
Yeah, I mean, we were expecting some, like, you know, big goodbye blog on BTR or something.
I mean, shit, you know, like, I'm just so used to him. I talk to him, like, all the time. Like, at least every week. And he's gone. It's just not fair. Life is not fair.
Yeah, I wish we would have had a chance to meet him, but
yeah.
At least we got to, you know, have a lot of fun on the phone and stuff.
I'm really shocked. I'm just not in a good mood about this at all. I had so much to tell him, and I didn't get the chance to.
Yeah, well, at least that thumbing contract finally null and void.
Which one? The selling contract?
Doesn't have to it's not obligated to fulfill those thumbs for you on human touch anymore. The contract is null and void, Miss Locke, Solana.
Oh, man. That shit was null and void a while ago because he wasn't really fucking like. We weren't even on that shit anymore. Like, nobody even did that anymore. And you know.
He was so bummed out that day. He was so bummed out that day when I wanted to do that blog with him and that, and he's like, I can't do it today. And I'm like, why not? He's like, because I got a thumb for Loxie. I'm like, what do you mean you got a thumb for Loxie? What are you talking about? He's like, well, she pays me for thumbing or something. And then he went into the details, like how he owed you like all these thumbs, you know? I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So what, you're going to like sit there and thumb all night till your finger falls off?
What he didn't realize is that there's an auto thumber.
Well, now there is, but there wasn't back then, was it?
No. Probably not. No, I don't remember. I don't know.
That was when we used to have to mash our thumbs all over that keyboard.
I remember I got Darren to do that, and he was like, what the fuck is this shit?
It always made me, like, want to make real money. I'm like, this sucks, you know? If this was real money, I'd be rich. And I'm like, why am I sitting here, like, working for free when I could be doing this for money, you know?
Oh, my God.
I
remember you yelling at me because you're all like, you're a fucking slave driver.
Hell, you tried to put me on the freaking payroll.
I was like, hey, I'm trying to make some money up in here, man. I'm trying to earn
you tried
some.
To make me,
I'm trying
to
earn some fucking
minions.
Coins.
Yeah, you tried to get me to be one of your thumbing minions too. I remember that.
And
you're
I was
like,
over
here,
here like laughing my ass.
Over here. You're like, here's a couple of my herds. Go over here and thumb like 80,000 of these and I'll give you so many points. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, I'm on dial up, man. I can hardly like thumb in my herd. Because that was a dial wagon.
That shit is too fucking funny, man.
But Asia, man, he was power thumbing. His thumb probably was worn down to the bone.
Yeah, he was power thumbing.
I could just picture him doing that, you know. Picture Asia power thumbing almost. Hey, freaking, he's probably like singing songs and shit while he's doing it. You know?
It's so funny. Power thumbing. I do remember you telling me, he was like, what the fuck did you do to Asia? You may, he's not even willing to blog because he owes you all these thumbs.
It was like he was working for the mob or something like that. Like, if he didn't do all those thumbs that night, like, you were going to have him taken out or something. Like, you were going to put a hit out on him or something.
Yeah.
He was all bent out of shape. He's like, I borrowed too much money from her. You don't understand.
Well, he wanted money, and I was like, well, you got a thumb if you want money on there, if you want, like, points. And he was like,
he wanted to buy all those girls.
If you go over there and get candy, you are going to get it, girl. You just took one candy, and I see you chewing on it right now. So if I catch you, you're going to get it. This little girl, I go to the kitchen, and then she closes the door in the bedroom, and then she grabs the candy.
Steals it, huh?
Yeah, that's her treat candy for training, for potty training. But, you know, she's trying to get to it, so she doesn't have to, like, she's basically cheating.
Mm-hmm. They learn young.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm eating. I'm hungry.
Well, it wouldn't be an official blog if you weren't eating on it, so go right ahead.
I know, I'm always eating.
If we didn't hear you crunching on something on a blog, or somebody would think something was wrong with you.
I know. I'm always eating, huh?
I thought
everybody would be used to it by now.
Yeah.
So what did you eat last night?
I don't even really remember. I think I had steak.
Steak.
And today I had fish and chips.
Oh, you ate already? What time is it over there?
No, I kind of cheated today. I ate lunch, and then I'm going to probably, because I knew I wasn't going to probably eat dinner, because I'm going to end up probably going out and drinking beers later.
Yeah.
Because it's Friday, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably go over to my friend's house and have a few beers.
You know, Darren's like the only white guy I know that doesn't drink.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't drink, like, at all.
Man, I would go insane.
Yeah, like, I don't like alcohol, but like, you know, I like the buzz.
Mhm. Yeah, that's the thing. And, you know, and finding out what I found out today, believe me, I wasn't going to go out and drink tonight. I was going to just skip it because I drank the other night, like a couple nights ago. But finding out what I found out about Dave this morning, I could use a drink probably or two. So
I called you last night, but you didn't answer. I called yourself.
Yeah, it was on the charger. I always turn my cell phone ringer off to silent mode, and then I put it on the charger because I go to bed so damn early over here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. But, yeah, I was pretty much shocked when I got that message this morning.
So Carrie called you, or he went on your Facebook?
No, he was on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a private message, you know.
Yeah, I did too.
Yep, and I just seen that too when I went on there. But yeah, that's probably why nobody can get a hold of me anymore, because I usually go to bed like at 9, 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, I go to bed way too early and I get up way too early. Like, I'm up at 6 o'clock every morning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like when I had my own place and I would stay up all night talking on the phone with you guys, you know. And then I would, like, sleep till 11 o'clock in the afternoon or something. Now I'm, like, super early bird.
Mm-hmm.
Which sucks because I would like to do some of those late night blogs. I wanted to, like with Asia and you and all that, but I just can't do it over here, you know.
Yeah, not with moms around.
Yeah, I make too much noise on the phone, and she's always like, "I can't sleep."
All I hear is your voice. Oh, here's your voice going.
And then,
how old is your mom?
93. No, I'm just kidding.
No, she's not.
No, she's 78.
She used to be a singer, right?
Huh?
She used to be a singer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about it.
She don't look 78, though.
She doesn't sound 78.
No, she looks young.
I have a client tomorrow, 4 p.m.
Yeah, how's that working out with the salon thing? Or?
Yeah.
Or the makeup, makeup.
Well, it's makeup, hair, and nails, and all that stuff. So it's like and fashion. So it's like styling.
Mhm.
It's good. I love it.
Well, that's good.
Mhm. That's really, like, the only thing I've ever been good at. Well, that's a lie. I'm good at a lot of things. It's the only thing I actually enjoy doing.
Yeah, that's the thing. Or something that you can make money at.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, all the things that I'm good at, I really can't make any money at. Well, I could, I suppose, but...
I think you can make money at anything you want to do. It's just a matter of you liking
really
it.
Know how to go about doing it, I guess. But I got to figure out something, man. You know?
Well, you like painting, right?
Not really.
Oh, you don't like
that.
It?
Well, I like it. I mean, it's okay, but I mean, it's just, you know, kind of getting old for that anyway. I want to like get into something else.
Yeah.
So if you could loan me like $1 million, I'll make a snap fine once.
I wish I could loan myself $1 million. I need it for my business.
Mhm. Yeah, I know. It takes money to make money, you know.
Mhm.
It takes money to lose money too. It takes money to lose money too.
Mhm. Believe me, I know that.
Yeah, I just ended up selling one of my electronic drum sets just yesterday, as a matter of fact. Just to put a little bit of cash in my pocket, because I didn't use it anyway. I got two more sitting in the closet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought that this music program that I used to use, like, for, you know, singing and recording on my songs, so... I got one of those again, but it's like for Windows 8, so now I can make my music again. I just got to wait for it to get here. Probably be here in about, I don't know, 4 or 5 days in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Then I could at least start making music again and writing some songs and stuff. Because I miss doing that. I miss singing and making music and writing.
Yeah, you're really creative. You can do all that stuff.
I haven't been able to do it, though, because when my computer blew up with XP on it, all my program, my music program and everything, they were all old, and they were only work on XP. So when I got this newer laptop, none of it's compatible, you know?
Oh, shit, for real? That sucks.
So that's why I just bought a newer version of that same program.